hot yet so cold.
You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Running Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th at picturesque Birdsill Park, Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Ells, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights the Stanley County Cut-Ups. The Bluegrass Quintet features Jess Reimer on bass, Jeremy Penner on fiddle, Jeremy Hamm on mandolin and fiddle, Tim Osmond on banjo and dobro, and guitarist TJ Blair. The Stanley County Cut-Ups will be performing on Sunday, July 14th at 2:45 p.m. at Green Ash. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Stanley County Cut-Ups. Joining me from the band, no stranger to UMFM airwaves, Tim Osmond. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing real great, Michael. Nice to be here.
So, I always talk kind of with an artist about kind of like their relationship to Folk Fest. But, you know, maybe let's back the train up a little bit in terms of how the Stanley County Cut-Ups came to be and why you're called that, first of all.
I've actually been playing with Jer and Jess for over 20 years now. You know, we used to have the Doug and Jess band back in the early 2000s. And so that was kind of a natural thing. And, you know, I've been playing with Jeremy Penner in the Osmond Davis band when I played with Simon Davis. We had that project going back in 2017. So I was kind of introduced to Penner then. And when that kind of fizzled away, we were like, Penner and I just kind of like, hey, why don't we, you know, keep going? So Jer and Jess were kind of a natural thing. And TJ Blair, man, like that guy, he's just like, he's a force, you know, he's just such a great singer. And, you know, some people may know him from the Magnificent Sevens back in the day. And he's a great songwriter and singer. And yeah, so he's right on board too. So we had actually played as a quartet without Jeremy Penner as a gospel quartet at Cripple Creek, that free festival down in Stanley County, I think it is, in Stanley Municipality. I think it might be down in southern Manitoba. So, and that comes into, you know, our name too, Jess grew up in Stanley Municipality. So it kind of has that kind of roots.
So not a hat tip to the Stanley brothers?
As well, too.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, because we all love the Stanley brothers and Ralph Stanley. You know, and their singing style and their mountain style of bluegrass. So it kind of fit in that way. But, you know, the Stanley Municipality cut-ups doesn't really have a good ring to it.
So yeah, you know what? A band named Municipality, that's going to trip. Everyone who introduces you is going to trip over that word, right?
Yeah, it was a nice tie-in. Anyway, we all love to sing. We all love to play. It's a really great group. We all really get along well together. We're all really seasoned musicians. All the egos are out the door a long time ago. You know,
sure,
we're here to have a good time and present, you know, quality music. It's funny because we have been playing a lot of the songs in our set for a long time, but I think it's a testament to how we kind of approach our set and how like nothing really enters the set until it's really, really well practiced and polished, you know, and there's a real kind of bar set for that.
How do you determine you've hit that bar? Like, is it everyone's in agreement?
Yeah. Well, just like you have to feel it, you know, and bluegrass music it's music without, you know, it's not the typical drum and bass thing that you have in a rock or even folk rock, you know, situation where you kind of have to feel the groove, you know, and sometimes you have like, you know, in bluegrass music, you have the bass, the stand-up bass, which is like the bass drum, and you have the mandolin, which is like the snare, you know, and between the two of them, they kind of hold down the rhythm with the guitar. So, you know, when the mandolin takes a break, someone's got to take over that snare drum, you know, that kind of thing. So those kind of dynamics you have to work out that's just one example of, you know, how those little things you have to polish and get together, you know, just make it good. So it's great though. We have a lot of fun last, I think in October, we played Neil Fest at Times Change. And it kind of, you know, put us on our toes. We learned all these Neil Young songs. So now we have all those in our repertoire too, which is great. Bite the Bullet. We did that last night.
So
and Helpless. And, yeah.
In terms of working on your own material then, I mean, because you got, you know, a bunch of different musicians with a lot of years under their belts in terms of songwriting. Like, do you divvy it up? Do you work together? Like, what's the songwriting relationship?
Well, I would say Jess is the most prolific one in the band, Jess Reimer. And she probably writes the most out of all of us. That being said, TJ is also a writer. He's written a couple that he's brought to the band. And Jeremy Penner, lo and behold, fiddle player, just wrote a fiddle tune. So we just recorded that actually in Jackson Haldane's studio recently. So we'll be releasing that. I'm not sure when, but in line with a whole bunch of other tunes.
Now, is that the track that's coming out on a postcard?
No, but that was part of the same session. Yeah, we recorded actually an original song of Jess's called Petals and Permanence. And so yeah, we're going to record it. We've just finished the mix. It's going to go mastering to Jeannie Sitar, and so we're going to put it on a vinyl postcard, which is what it sounds like. It's a postcard, like a rectangle size, like A5 size piece of paper, and you can put any image on it, and you can also play it on your record player. So it has grooves. They actually put the grooves of one song on there. We thought it was kind of a cool idea for merch because, I don't know, they're not making CD players anymore. And you know, everybody does the DistroKid, you know, you get them all out to the streaming services. But, you know, people, I think, still want something. So this is kind of a really unique approach to merch, we think. So we're going to try it out. Apparently the sound quality isn't as good as a normal vinyl, but we'll see, I guess. We're going to try it.
Now, had one of you like received or seen one of these before, and that's what prompted this? Or like, how did
Jess, I don't know where she got it from. I think maybe she had got it recommended to her by one of her friends. But yeah, none of us have actually seen or held or touched this before. but we're just working on the artwork. I was sitting down with Jess the other day doing the design, and we used some elements from local artist Jody Hildebrandt, who's a really great painter and artist here in Winnipeg. She painted us some nice flowers, peonies and lilacs, and Jess drew a picture of this kind of like 1980s cowboy girl with giant hair. You know, it's a cool piece of art we're going to put with it. And yeah, on the back, you can flip it over and put a stamp on it and write something and mail it to your friend.
So will you have those in time for Folk Fest?
We're hoping.
Yeah.
Like it's getting mastered right now.
Yeah.
And I think the turnaround time is a couple of weeks. So if we can get it done, I think Jamie's turnaround time is pretty quickly. So we can send it off to the company and the artwork's all done. So I think he said that it would be a couple of weeks. So we'll see. But if not, that's fine. We're also playing, what's another one? We're doing the Moose and Fiddle Fest this year, which I have never been to. It's in Caliper Lake.
That's a new one. That's a new one by me too. Yeah.
Yeah. South of Rushing River, I guess, in Ontario. So that's going to be fun.
So speaking of Folk Fest, Winnipeg Folk Fest, I'm always curious about kind of, you know, artists who either have a personal relationship to the festival, you know, as a performer, but like as someone who, you know, is part of the roots music scene in Winnipeg, I have to imagine you've gone to the fest many a year. What's your strongest memory? What's your kind of like the thing that you hold on to most winters when you're angling to go back to Birds Hill?
You know, every time I think about Folk Fest, it's always the people. You know, you can't go 20 feet without running into someone. And that's kind of cool. Where else can you do that here? The music is always great. But it's the environment I think people keep going back to. You know, it's the people and they've been before and grew up there and they want to keep going. It's almost ingrained in our culture. And if you don't go, you kind of feel that pull, you know?
Right. The original FOMO.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So, but, I worked with Mitch for 15 years, you know, and
right.
I got to know him really well and his family and his philosophy and his, you know, ways of, you know, reasons for what he did at the festival and why he set things up, the volunteer structure and all that. So I have a real appreciation for the finer details of how the festival runs and the ins and outs and that kind of stuff.
Well, speaking of the finer details, do you know what things you're playing at the Folk Fest? Like, do you guys have your workshop schedule?
We do. Yeah, we do. I'm just going to rattle this off the top of my head because I don't have it in front of me.
Sure. And but, if people want more information, they can, of course, go to winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get the full lineup. But yeah, let's hear from you.
That's right. I know we're doing, there's a Manitoba workshop. And I know we're going to be playing there with Ruth Moody, which is going to be fun because I know her and Jeremy Penner used to play together in the Whalen Jennies, right? So there's a little connection there. And we're also doing a Sunday morning gospel workshop with the Warren Treaty, which is going to be really fun. Those guys are phenomenal singers, like from Georgia. And they do like, you know, Southern gospel. They're the real deal. You know, we put our Northern flavor on all these gospel songs that we sing. So, but they're like, you know, they grew up with this stuff. I know Jess and Jared did too in the Mennonite community, but for me, gospel music, I'm not really a religious person, but I love the feel of it. You know, I just like the way it makes me feel. It's really high energy music and yeah, gets you going on a Sunday. So that's going to be really fun. And they've asked us to do the finale again. When we were there 2 years ago, they asked us kind of last minute to learn the Mary Ellen Carter and sing it on Sunday night. So we did, and it was kind of like, kind of occupied our brains trying to learn all those verses.
It's a long one, yeah.
Yeah. So they asked us to do that again. So we were excited about that. We're going to be doing the finale, Mary Ellen Carter, at the end of the festival. So that's cool. Yeah.
So for a workshop, how prepared are you to kind of like be flexible or, you know, like jump in on other people's things? Like, do you, is that an exciting thing or a daunting thing?
For me personally, I love playing with people. I think like bluegrass music is kind of like, that's the whole point of it really, is to play with people. It's a presentation kind of music as well, but it's also a campfire kind of music as well. You know, like it's for everybody. So that being ingrained in me as a banjo player, like I love to play along with people, you know, and I look forward to that for sure. It's not for everybody. And I jam a lot. Like I play with people all the time in different capacities and different genres and everything. So I love it. I can't wait for that. If they want that. Not everyone wants the banjo. That's fine with me. I understand.
Does that jamming, is that something that helps when you like bring the like experience back to the Stanley County Cut-Ups? Like, do you find that your chops are honed a little bit by doing those things?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because the more you play with people, I mean, that's the thing as a musician, like you want to learn an instrument, you sit down and you learn it, and then you can only get so far before you really need to start playing with people and getting that, you're beholden to their timing and just like collaborative and listening to each other, using dynamics, all that stuff. It just takes playing with people. So yeah, it's, you know, when I play with the band, you take some of those elements of just like really listening and also hearing the melody when you're playing, you know, when you're doing a solo, for example, singing it in your head and that kind of thing. That all comes from jamming with people and just, yeah, keeping your tempo, all that stuff. It's great.
So having a sense of the structure, but kind of staying loose and relating to the other artists at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the music that we play is pretty straightforward and simple. Like it's not like classical music. It's just, you know, three chords, usually sometimes a extra couple in there, but you know, it lends itself to, improvisation and just taking that time to feel the music as a rhythm player or as a lead player.
Right.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to give you the chance to take the lead here. I'm going to let you pick a track from the Stanley County Cut-Ups discography that we can play for listeners to close things out, Tim. Curious what your pick is and wonder why you're picking it.
Let's see here. So this would probably come from our 2021 release, because that's what we have out right now. And that would be the Stanley County Cut-Ups EP. Let's go with Frisky Fingers. That's a good one. That's an original tune that Jess wrote. It's really upbeat. And it's about... I'll tell you a little story about what it's about. So it's... she has a friend who went to a wedding with her mother. And when it was the end of the night, they came home and her mother had like a 40 of vodka or rum in her coat, which was like a wedding present to people at the wedding. So she stole this giant bottle of liquor.
Man.
So she's like, Mom, what the hell are you doing? That was, how could you do that? Anyway, so the song's about that.
Does Jess tell you the story behind a song each time she brings a song to the group, or is that just rare occasions when it's a particularly hilarious story?
Yeah, definitely. And she does tell that story on stage, definitely. I mean, some not all the songs are like that, but of course. But yeah, that one particularly is a funny one, and it's pretty upbeat and shows, you know, there's some harmony singing on there by her husband, Jeremy Hamm, who's a marvelous mandolin player and a local luthier, if you know Hamtone Guitars. He makes all those.
Right.
And so he sings on that. And yeah, it's just there's some good instrumental breaks. And yeah, I think that would be a good one to play.
All right. Well, we'll listen to that. And we will circle our calendars and our schedules for Folk Fest, particularly for that gospel morning. Warren
all right.
Treaty, can't wait to see you there. Tim, thanks very much for taking some time to join us on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. All good. See you there. See you at the fest.
Frisky fingers. She got frisky fingers. Sonny knew since he was one, mom's gonna feed him and get her done with her frisky fingers. You can't take her out to a real nice joint. You can't leave her at home. What's the point? I'm keeping an eye on your mother-in-law when she wears ponchos and a bow.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting the Stanley County Cut-Ups. We'll be performing on Sunday, July 14th at 2:45 p.m. at Green Ash at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com, and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 11th through 14th at Birdsill Park.